F. Face to face. It would be better to talk about it face to face.
Fall apart. The chair is already falling apart, and I'm supposed to leave this room in good condition at the end of the year.
Fall asleep. This must be my 10th cup of coffee today.
How are you going to be able to fall asleep later if you keep on like this?
Fall asleep. Oh, I must have been sitting in the same position for too long. My legs have fallen asleep.
Fall back on. Were you able to understand that French novel without any help from the teacher?
I did pretty well, but I had to fall back on my dictionary occasionally.
Far from. 1. I see a new bookstore has just opened on Main Street.
It may be a new store, but the books are far from new.
2. It's far from being my favorite kind of music, that's for sure.
Feel free to do something. My telephone doesn't seem to be working, and I have lots of calls that I have to return this afternoon.
Feel free to use mine if you want. I'll be in a meeting till 5.
Feel up to. I don't feel up to attending today's meeting. I'm coming down with a bug.
Feel well. I still don't feel well. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Few and far between. Steve is really a terrific guy.
He sure is. Friends like him are few and far between.
Field hockey. Congratulations. I heard your field hockey team is going to the Mid-Atlantic Championships.
Field trip. 1. Will the field trip be on Friday, as originally scheduled?
2. Irene was going to lead the field trip, but she broke her leg.
3. Do you think we could use your pickup truck to take the telescope down to the field again this weekend?
To be honest, I got a lot of dents in my truck on the last field trip. Maybe someone else can help out this time.
Figure out. 1. I thought Paul might be able to help me figure out this computer program.
2. It was really nice of Alan to help you figure out these results.
3. What I can't figure out is how to make it work in my program.
4. Aren't you clever to figure that out?
5. I've had my new stereo for a whole week, but I haven't yet figured out how to record a cassette.
Fill a prescription. Would you please fill this prescription for me?
Fill in for. 1. Roger was feverish yesterday. I'm not sure if he'll be up to attending today's meeting.
Then can someone fill in for him?
2. Say, Dave, can you fill in for me tonight at the restaurant? I'd like to go out of town.
Fill one's place.
Fill one's position.
Fill one's shoes. The faculty won't find anyone to fill her shoes.
Fill out. 1. Please fill out these papers. A nurse will be with you shortly.
2. That's right. But first you have to fill out this form.
3. Fill out this registration form in duplicate, then keep one copy for your records.
4. I'm having trouble filling out this application form.
5. I have to fill out these forms. They are due at the financial aid office by tomorrow afternoon.
You were just complaining about how broke you are. If I were you, I'd make that my first priority.
Fill somebody in on. 1. Can you fill me in on what we're doing for art history?
2. Becky will fill you in on what happened at the last meeting.
Film lab. I had a film lab develop my colored pictures.
Film selection committee. Hi, I'd like to sign up for the film selection committee. Is this the right place?
Final exams. Alice has been spending a lot of time at the library lately.
Well, she's got a paper due and 2 final exams next week.
Financial aid. 1. I hope you have a chance to pick up those financial aid papers.
2. Why is Alex applying for financial aid? Doesn't he have a lot of money?
3. I have to fill out these forms. They are due at the financial aid office by tomorrow afternoon.
You were just complaining about how broke you are. If I were you, I'd make that my first priority.
Financial plan. I don't think we have nearly enough information for our financial plan, but it's due. I guess there isn't a lot we can do about it.
Guess not. At this point, we will just have to make do with what we have got.
Find out. 1. Hello, can you tell me if the library will be open Saturday evening?
Hold the line, please. I'll find out.
2. Hi, I know Dr. Wilson's out of town at a conference, but I was wondering, since she won't be back till next week, if you could check in the computer records and find out how I did on the midterm exams.
I'm sorry, miss, but I'm not authorized to give out that kind of information.
Finishing touches. 1. How about a movie tonight? That new comedy is opening in town.
Sounds great, but I've got to put the finishing touches to my psychology research paper. 2. Professor Jones, last night when I was putting the finishing touches on my paper, that electrical storm completely wiped out my computer files. Do you think I could have another day to retype it?
I'm sorry, Stephen. I'm leaving for a conference tomorrow, and I'll be away 2 weeks. I suppose you could send it to me there.
Finish up. 1. Well, we walked a lot, visited some interesting monuments, and finished up at a good restaurant.
2. The work crew is just finishing it up.
First class. I'd like a first class ticket to Boston.
Fit it in. 1. When are you going to have your eyes checked?
I had to cancel my appointment. I couldn't fit it in.
2. Wednesday is going to be a busy day for me next semester. 3 classes in the morning, and then 2 more in the afternoon. I don't even have time for lunch.
You really should try to fit it in. You know, the afternoon classes will be tough to sit through if your stomach is rumbling.
Fit somebody in for an appointment. Hello, could you fit me in for an appointment today? I need a stylist who's good at cutting curly hair.
Fitness center. Have you heard about the new fitness center they are building downtown?
Fly by. Didn't the summer just fly by?
Food for thought. There is a lot of food for thought in what he had to say.
Football season. I'm starting training tomorrow for the football season.
Football stadium. The light in this dining room is a little too bright, don't you think?
I'd say it's perfect for a football stadium.
For a change. Let's leave the car at home and walk into town for a change.
2. I am really looking forward to the picnic tomorrow.
If we are lucky, we'll have some sun this year for a change.
3. You seem cheerful today.
It's nice to see the sun for a change.
For a little bit. Excuse me, do you mind if I borrow that newspaper for a little bit?
For fun. I'm going to Chicago on business and somebody said you were the right person to talk to about what I can do there for fun.
For hours. This film seems to have been on for hours, but it started only 45 minutes ago.
For nothing. To pay to see that movie would be foolish when you can see it on television for nothing.
For oneself. Joan and her friend went to the new restaurant last night and said that it served the best food they had ever had.
That's quite a recommendation. Maybe we should see for ourselves.
For sale. 1. The boat isn't for sale.
2. Do you know how much Jill is asking for the car?
It's not for sale right now.
For sure. If you rub some soap on that drawer, it might stop sticking.
Well, maybe. But if I took out the paper that has fallen down in back, that would help for sure.
For the life of me. 1. This crazy bus schedule has got me completely frustrated. I can't for the life of me figure out when my bus to Cleveland leaves.
2. I can't for the life of me get that washing machine downstairs to work. Do you have any suggestions?
4 years. I'm new in town and I need to find a doctor. Do you know anything about Dr. Joyce Brown?
I've been going to her for years. I don't see how you can do better. Free up. I just found out I can't renew my lease for the next school year.
Well, don't worry. There should be plenty of apartments freeing up after graduation.
From now on, I refuse to put up with your silliness.
From time to time. I've noticed that you get letters from Canada from time to time. Would you mind saving the stamps for me? My sister collects them.
From top to bottom. Maybe you lost your wallet in this room.
I've already searched it from top to bottom.
Front desk. I hope I don't oversleep. I've simply got to catch the first flight out.
If I were you, I'd request a wake-up call from the front desk.
Front tire. It's only 10 more miles to the lake.
It might as well be 10,000. My front tire needs air and my legs ache from pedaling.
Front row. My brother has been waiting in line at the box office since 5 o'clock this morning.
Hoping to get front row seats for the concert, of course.